Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean. Again, Bradley Dean on our Facebook accounts, and or on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook, again, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. And folks, yes, I am pushing the information as quick as I can because we have a lot to talk about. Again, if you'd like to be a part of that radio show at any time over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We can all probably say true that. It's time for us to think for ourselves. But first, we must follow the one that created us. Correct? 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Folks, we've been talking about the crimes of the administration, 1,063 documented examples, and we're going to get to that again in just a couple of moments. I believe we're at number 20 right now, and we got a long ways to go. Again, remember, there's 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste, and the such. And Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, was kind enough to actually put it together for us, so we're going to throw it out there and just show you what's happening in your country. And again, friends, I want to remind you, it all stops when America, you've had enough. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Again, justice is the guardian of liberty. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. We have, folks, some pretty crazy things happening in the light of day. The transparency of this criminal administration is becoming more transparent day by day, but I don't want you to say that I didn't tell you so. And I'm not talking about last week. I'm talking about over the last 14 years that I've been on radio. Folks, the Lord has been prophetic enough to show us what's coming down the line, and we're beginning to see it transpire and roll out. Matter of fact, we did 360 high schools about that now. But in particular, we have the sound guy who's a heathen guy. He's not a Christian. He claims he is, but he doesn't walk the walk. You know, Jesus said, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked," or "He that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." He's one of those professors, and we see a lot of that in America today. But interestingly enough, he called me not too long ago, and he said, "Bradley, everything we did in high schools, every single thing you talked about over the last 12 years in high schools," he goes, "we're living in it now." I said, "I know, that's what's so awesome about the great prophet. He still speaks today, but we have to listen and we have to follow his lead. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God." So in saying that, friends, let's go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and tell me if this doesn't ring true today, what you've been hearing from this broadcast over the last six years. Queer, Muslim, and proud. Did you hear what I said? Queer, Muslim, and proud. The homosexuals are beginning to gather themselves with the Muslims to stop the hate. Same method, because they serve the same father. America's media's dangerous fixation with all things Muslim and homosexuals. Now, what did I tell you about the radical homosexuals? Homosexuals, I would tell you, and you radical groups that listen to me and record and write down everything I say and do, you do need to understand that you're on the boat that's being used to upend America's sovereignty to your own demise and everybody else that tolerates your crimes. Queer, Muslim, and proud? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Don't tell me, friends, we haven't been told that the radical homosexuals are being used to upend the Constitution and the sovereignty of America to give way to something called Sharia law. Now they're doing it in the light of day. And just to prove my point as well, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Department of Homeland Security, you know, those that are to give voice to the plight of the Muslims, those that are supposed to be guarding the borders against the radical Muslims, friends, DHS meets with terror group CAIR, C-A-I-R, to counter violent extremism. To counter violent extremism, friends. Now keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama ordained the radical homosexuals in over 225 positions in federal government to give way to what? Now we have the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, meeting with the terror group CAIR to counter violent extremism. So now you have Barack Hussein Obama entertaining America's sworn enemies with the use of the radical homosexuals to make way for what? Sharia law. Now CAIR is going to get together with those that are supposed to be protecting America? Oh, CAIR is the organization, friends, that has ties to radical organizations that are anti-American every step of the way. Why would they be meeting with DHS concerning counter-violent extremism? Friends, it's what I've always said. Terror is created. America, you have been the ones that have been under attack over the last how many years since September 11th? You have been made the dupes of ill-designing men, friends, and you are here today. And if you would take the time to literally read the Word of God, you would see prophetically where we're at and why, America, you are where you're at today. It's because of this. It's too simple. You have departed from the living God. He will rejoice over you to bless you. And if you don't want to listen to his commandments and execute them, friends, against crime, then he will rejoice over you to bring forth judgment. And it's exactly where you're at. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. I don't need to say anything more. And look at it and listen to it as you read it with the eyes of a child and the ears of a child and, of course, a heart of a child. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. America is being conditioned to accept martial law. Of course you are, because America, you are the ones that are under attack. And why? Because you are the light and the hope of the world. But tyrants don't like that. And we're not asking tyrants as to what they like and what they don't like. We're not here to ask tyrants for permission. That's why our forefathers told us either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And I'm talking about the God of the Mosaic Institution in which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. Correct? Law of grace, Galatians 3:24. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, friends. We're going to get to 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste. Let's just lay the axe to the root of the tree, yeah?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Doing the stuff here, friends, as we call it in the ministry. Yes, America, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Yes, America, in your cowardice, capitulating hearts, you are turning back in the day of battle, only running from those that mean to rule over you in such a small number. But again, God said, right? And I'm talking about those that are not obeying the voice of the Lord. I'm not talking about those that are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. No, you love the truth. But the fact of the matter is we need to get this right, because I'm sick and tired of seeing articles about how America is being conditioned to accept martial law. I'm not. Friends, you have gone way past what your forefathers tolerated. Your forefathers threw off what America you tolerate. You're being brought back into Egypt, thrown into bondage that Jesus Christ sets you free from. And it's a choice that you make every day of your life as to whom you're going to serve this day. Oh, I serve the Lord, but I also serve the King. No, you don't. The King serves your King, and His name is King Jesus, like it or not in this country. We're ruled by the laws of the Mosaic Institution, like it or not. Like it or not. The news reports coming out on a 24/7 basis in this country sicken me to no end. America is being conditioned to accept martial law. No, I am not. But here it is. And folks, when we're writing this stuff, we're showing you what you're accepting. But we're also giving you the knowledge as to how to deal with it. And we know what the hope is here, friends. The hope is what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. Are you responding to the truth? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. America is being conditioned to accept the martial law. America, why is it that you highlight and magnify the crimes of a criminal administration rather than magnify the law against his crimes? Question mark. 1-866-233-0747. It doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't. When I go over, and my voice is going here, friends, we can see this. When I read Isaiah 51, if you look at Lady Liberty, you'll understand exactly why we're called the light of the world. In Isaiah 51, it says, "Hearken unto me," verse 4, "Hearken unto me, listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation." That's you, America. "For a law, the Ten Commandments shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgments to rest for a light of the people, and my righteousness is near, and my salvation is gone forth, and mine eyes shall judge the people, and the isles shall wait upon me, and mine arm shall they trust." He said, "Lift up your eyes to the heaven and look upon the earth beneath." But folks, when we read Isaiah 59, we can see that what is it that has separated us between us and our God? Our iniquities, our lawless deeds, what we tolerate more than anything. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We the people need to circle the wagons. The government is on the warpath. They are against those that mean to magnify the law. And there are those in America that are magnifying the law, and they are set in their ways, and they are resolved to say, "I'm not moving." In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You guys all know what would be happening if I was in a black church right now, right? They'd be saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down." We have a Christian preacher that declared Satan delivered Islam to Muhammad. Islam will lead you straight to hell. Well, it's about time, Pastor Robert Jeffress. It's about time. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Bin Laden raid was a work of fiction. And Barack Obama, now listen to this, folks. Now, praise God that this is being exposed, but this is ridiculous, because at the very end, we're talking about how Barack Obama should immediately resign. No, he shouldn't resign. He's a narcissist. He's arrogant. Read Isaiah 14. He means to rule the roost. He wants to usurp the throne of God, which is humorous in itself. Look at history. For anybody that's tried to go down that road, it didn't work out too well for him, did it? There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Oh, and it is, boys and girls. It really is. The Bin Laden raid was a work of fiction, and Barack Obama should immediately resign. No, he should be impeached, he should be indicted, and he should be charged for every one of his crimes against we the people. And I am telling you, friends, and I will stand on this until the day I perish. That is the answer to America's dilemma right there, with all of their politicians, with all of the corruptions in government today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There are a lot of wrong paths to take in life. Make sure you find the right one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What good is free speech if you can't use it? Well, use it. To sin by silence makes cowards of men. You know, we heard Edmund Burke say, "Evil prevails because good men do nothing." Right. Let's get beyond talking. Amen. I love that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Michelle Obama lets out her inner Jeremiah Wright. Friends, it's been there since day one if you're paying attention. I shared with you yesterday, Jesus said, "Judge a man by his fruit." I've seen the fruit on the trees of this administration since day one, and it's been nothing but evil. People will talk to me and say, "Well, Bradley's done some good things." What has he done that's been good? Where has he ever told you the truth? In America, it proves that this is what's in the heart of the people. In other words, it's good that Barack Hussein Obama is there, because America deserves a Barack Hussein Obama, because you're allowing him to lead you straight into hell. And if it wasn't true, then why are we not out there protesting, Protestants? We are. Amen. North Carolina County Commissioner infuriates Muslims. Good! Praise God. We're not asking foreigners for permission to pray to Jesus Christ. Only Christian prayers allowed here. Woo! There you go. That's how you maintain who you are. Yes, it is. We built the house upon the rock, and when the floods come, we ain't moving. Right? You constitutional, you republic, you. America has her own Baghdad, Bob, and Barack Obama. Read SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, we also have a Georgia sheriff supports violation of individual rights. Folks, you want to look at some of these pictures? It's important for you to see them. Will there be anyone left to speak? Yes, that's why we're speaking now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Medicaid expansion, and the silver bullet. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Got to get over to this because this is important stuff. 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste. You guys all remember when Andrew Johnson, the president, he actually put someone in position, I believe it was Secretary of War without the permission of Congress, and they were going to impeach him. One violation. One violation, friends. And you also remember Bill Clinton, you know, Senate was going to impeach him, but for some reason they found the fox in the chicken coop, and that never took place. And everybody thought it was about Monica Lewinsky. No, it was about ChinaGate. It was about the Clintons giving military, sensitive military information to America's sworn enemies, namely the Chinese. Oh, and friends, just for the record, don't forget about China and Russia. Don't forget about China and Russia, because as they stir up domestic insurrection within, you better be paying attention as to what's going on the outside, if you're a carnal-minded individual. But again, I don't want to say I didn't tell you so, because I told you so. And that's not being confident in me. It's being confident in the listening voice of the inner man. Because we're all filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Right? Yeah. And hey, got a question for you, church. What is the message that we're to give to the world? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for what? Read God's moral law, Exodus 20. And then let it drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ. There you have it. But let it be led of the Holy Ghost. Going over to number 21 of the violations of Barack Hussein Obama, of the 1,063... fired Inspector General for discovering that Obama's friend had embezzled government funds. He embezzled government funds. That means your tax dollars. Isn't it interesting that he would stick the IRS on all you do-gooders out there while he's the one committing the crime? That's totalitarianism. Number 22, lied about putting health care negotiations on C-SPAN. Number 23, lied about letting people keep their health insurance. Friends, keep your health insurance. Obamacare is illegal. Number 24, going on. Wow, there's just a list, friends, of his crimes. Lied about the cost of Obamacare. Again, it's illegal. Remember what I say, friends, and remember what I'm saying. They get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And what we're talking about now, friends, is very important that you understand this too. They will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Have you had enough yet? Justice is the guardian of liberty. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, Lord. And let the ears of the people hear and arise on the behalf of your spirit.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Oh, America, America. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and so longer remember, it says, and so longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. That Christian man and signer of the Declaration of Independence, none other than Roger Sherman himself. Sad will be the day when the Americans forget. Sad will be the day when the Americans forget. Talking about 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, and now, friends, we're all the way up. Out of the 1,063, we are up to 25. Wow, not one or two. How many lies does it take to make one a liar? One, and not 10, and a bell goes off, right? And not 1,063 before they should be dealt with. No, of course not. Of course not. Now, I want to address something because this is coming back to my heart right now. I want you to understand the rebellious are those that are violating the law, not the ones calling out those that violate the law. I know in America today, a lot of people are getting converted to believe what the state-controlled lying media is trying to throw on you by saying that all cops are bad when in fact they're not. Cops that enforce the law love their government and their country and their people. They don't hate the law, their country, and their people. They love it. That's why we enforce the law. And by the way, that's why God gave his law, because he loves, not because he hates. And whatever God commands us to do, it's always for our good, temporal and eternal. Forget that not. And is it a matter of interpretation? Well, we'll get to that in just one more segment. Let's get to number 25, okay? Barack Obama gave tax dollars to campaign contributors and lobbyists and falsely claimed the money was given for green energy. That's your money, illegally reallocating and stealing your money and giving it to where he so desires. 26, had off-the-record meetings with lobbyists. Number 27, falsely claimed to believe in public education. No, as a matter of fact, he appointed none other than Kevin Jennings to your education system. The Safe Schools Are, who was a radical homosexual, and the parents threw him off. He was the one that was responsible for writing a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. His icon was none other than Harry Hay. Harry Hay is in hell now, where he belongs, and aside that, he was the icon for the organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, and the slogan during homosexual pride parades is none other than sex before eight, before it's too late. Oh, do your homework and do cross-check everything I'm telling you. Please do. Number 28, had armed SWAT agents raid a law-abiding guitar factory because it was owned by a Republican. You can talk to Gibson about that. That was done by none other than the criminal himself, the Department of Injustice under his eye, none other than Eric Holder. Number 29, shut down Amish farm, has no business there whatsoever. Of course, 30, rewarded his fundraisers by giving them federal jobs. Will you violate the law? Because if you will, I'll appoint you. It's exactly what he did. Number 31, ignored constitutional requirements for appointees. Of course. Of course. His czars. Unlawful. Illegal. They have no business there. But again, friends, as long as you remain ignorant, you're not going to remain free. What did Thomas Jefferson say? Those that remain ignorant will not remain free. And I just wanted to recite those words of wisdom. Read Hosea 4:6. Those that want to be stuck on stupid, you can remain stupid, but rest assured, it's a matter of time before you're enslaved. Remember Harriet Tubman? I've shared this in the past, and I love this. I just thought about it again last night. Harriet Tubman, they called her the Moses. She was a slave for many years. And what she did is she broke away from her slavery, her chains, I should say. And what she did is she went back and she freed up other slaves. And she was actually praised by, I believe it was a reporter that said to her, you know, Harriet Tubman, you freed thousands and thousands of other slaves. And she said, yes, I have. And she said, I would have freed a lot more had they known that they were slaves. True that. True that. Government does not have a right to violate law. Number 32, gave tax dollars to corrupt private contractors to build 504 units of mice-infected slum housing with backed-up sewage. All on the backs of the poor. Isn't it interesting that just last week we heard, I'm sorry, the beginning of the week we heard Michelle Obama in Tuskegee talking about the plight of the black man and the black woman. And then she was talking about how we have been, you know, mischaracterized, mislabeled and the such. Which, again, friends, just as a reminder, that does not belong to this generation. This is a thing of the past. Don't blame the new generation for what the old generation did. Right? Now, as she is the president of the United States' wife, they call her the first lady, if you want to call her that. But she's trying to incite domestic insurrection and create hatred for the blacks against the whites. And isn't it interesting that the black folks that she's talking to and talking of, you know, their moms and dads and uncles and aunts and grandpas and grandmas and the such of the, you know, the people of the past. Isn't it interesting that her husband has done more to the detriment of the black communities As a matter of fact, for those that didn't know, Barack Hussein Obama is also the one that voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were snuffed out in the womb, and Planned Parenthood is aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. But isn't it interesting? She was trying to create hatred between the races, when in fact, if you pull the curtain back, you'll find out that it's her husband that means to keep their head just above the water, if even that. But he is the one guilty of the very things that she's trying to blame the white people for. Nobody has done a better job of making sure that black people are in poverty. Over 46 million people, dependents on welfare now. And these are all his dependents, friends, for those that thought he was doing a bad job and that Obama's stupid. No, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's emulating dictators to a T. He's creating dependents, but he's the one keeping them on welfare. And here you have Michelle Obama at Tuskegee talk about how they're mislabeled, when in fact it's her husband that's responsible for helping things along for them to be labeled, if they are at all. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, we're talking about none other than 1,063 documented examples of Barack Obama's lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, hypocrisy, waste, and the such. Now we are going down to the next one. My goodness, there's a whole load of transgressions. Transgression. I have an English friend, and I get caught up in Old English, and when I'm talking Old English with him, which I mean not to do on purpose, it's proper. But when I say it like the American version, transgressions, you know, it's normal to you. And then when I say transgressions, all of a sudden that's wrong. But it's not. It's right. It's proper English. But in saying that, transgressing or transgressions, friends, are when a cop is telling you to pull over, but you give him the finger and you step on the gas pedal and you put the pedal to the metal. That's what this administration has done since day one. Transgression means violation of law. And when you violate one law, that law makes you a criminal. Therefore, when I'm talking about 1,063 crimes and transgressions that his transparent administration have been busted for, I'm not out of line, friends, to call him a criminal, right? Because he is a criminal. Until America begins to call this administration for what it is and deal with it accordingly, nothing's going to change. It's just going to go on business as usual as your freedoms are eradicated. And they must be fought for to regain them, of course, every step of the way. Let's go to number 29. Shutdown cannon. Let's go to 30. No, not 30. 31. Ignored constitutional requirements for appointees. Going to 32. Okay, no, we're already past that. Wow, folks. Wow, I'm just down the road here. Number 35, supported new bailouts for speculators who caused housing bubble. That was all, by the way, conspired. Fannie and Freddie, remember? It was all planned, friends. And you might want to look at Barney Franks about that, because at length, that radical homosexual that was indicted back at the end of the 80s for sodomizing a little boy named Paul Benazzi was the one that was steering that whole thing about. Hmm. 36, spent $205,075 of taxpayer money on shrubbery, which nurseries sell for $16. They're just putting it on the receipt, friends. They don't care. Handing your money out like it's candy. How's that working out for you, those that are working 14, 16, 18 hours a day? Welcome to the club, right? Yeah. 37, spent taxpayer money to see if using cocaine helped rats to enjoy the music of Miles Davis. This is a fact, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown, senior editor, actually put this together for us. 38, tried to outlaw family farms. Listen carefully, friends, that's the heart of America. 39, auctioned off ambassadorship to the Netherlands. 40, claimed that written tests are a form of racial discrimination. Friends, I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it. This is all Stalinism. They browbeat dissenters into submission. That's why this PC talk going on with the conservatives is nothing but a bunch of, well, traitors to principles. They're a bunch of Judases that fail to speak out when they should. Number 41, we'll stop here because I need to come back and highlight something. Because it might be an issue of interpretation concerning the professed church in America. That's the reason they don't speak out, friends. number 41, made the TSA even more abusive and ridiculous than it had been under Bush. You can talk to George Soros about that because he's the one making the big bang and the big buck up the TSA and all of those scanners, friends. Just saying. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back and talk about interpretation.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have been talking about the 1,063 violations, transgressions of this administration. America likes to drink crime for some reason. And it's interesting that when Moses, in the book of Exodus, was bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt, when the laws were broken, they were thrown into the river, and he took it and he made them drink of it. And it's interesting, how often I will talk about something, then I'll get quick, and it's like, oh, there we are. That's where we're at right now. That's what's going on in this country right now. In America, of course, this is all to be used to create, again, domestic insurrection. This administration is allied to everything that is un-American, friends, in so many different ways. And you've seen this day after day, day after day. I want you to know that we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. I've said a million times over that, again, government doesn't have a right to violate law. And where in the American educational system you may have learned that it's okay for them to do what they're going to do. Well, we've seen that through the inaction. We received our education through the inaction, friends, of the older generation. Yesterday I shared with you, I can't remember a time in my life where there has not been war. Contrived war. We just seen Saddam Hussein get taken out. For instance, it was the CIA in your country that set him up. And then they took him out when they didn't want him anymore. Friends, what about Gaddafi? We can go back and back and back. Ayatollah Khomeini. Friends, all of these people. Because there's been a lot of bad men behind closed doors that have been trying to establish a one world government. And that is not a theory. Nobody can say that's a theory any longer. But what I wanted to hit really quick here, friends, is the fact that I know that there's some people that are just saying, Bradley, this is hate to tell people the crimes of this administration. They're to submit Romans 13. To what? We'll talk about that probably this weekend. They're to submit to what? They're to submit to someone that violates God's moral law? No. We're not to submit to that. As a matter of fact, if you go to 1 Peter, you'll read that governors are appointed and those magistrates, properly said magistrates, are appointed to be a terror to those that commit the acts of evil, not good. They're to be a praise to those that magnify the law, not a terror to them. But Bradley, it's an issue. It's an issue of interpretation. No, it's not. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred for why? Who is responsible for their deaths? Who delivered up Christ besides the church? Who did they go to? None other than Pontius Pilate. And all the bad people of the day, read Matthew 3. Friends, it was the prophets that were preaching out against the sins of the government and the leaven of the church. The hypocrisy. Here, let me prove my point. Have you ever noticed how goofy modern art looks these days? An artist takes some paint and slaps it onto a canvas and we're supposed to interpret it. Well, what does the art say to you and me? Forget about what the artist intended. We're asked to simply respond. And the reason for the new approach to interpreting art is a big fancy word called deconstructionism. There was a Frenchman who was Jacques Derrida, who spent a lot of time in France trying to teach the French, as he would go into French coffee houses and cafes where he created a new way to read the books. He said we need to deconstruct literature, which is sort of like a wrecking crew that tears down a house piece by piece to discover what the builder did wrong. Destructionists teach it doesn't matter what the author wrote. What matters is what the literature means to me and to you. The author must die that the reader might live. That's what they said. This is exactly what government's doing today, and this is exactly what corrupt government and corruption in the church is doing today. If you think that's just high Fulton philosophical talk, I want you to know it's not. You've actually seen deconstructionism at work. Here's where you've seen it. You go to a Bible study and the teacher asks, so what does that verse say to you? That destructionism inside the church, that's what it is. When he comes to reading the Bible, it doesn't really matter what he says to me. What matters is what did the author intend to say? But they ask you just the exact opposite. It doesn't matter what the author said. It matters what you heard. Scriptures do not get more plain than they are. And Scripture tells us that. As a matter of fact, Jesus used a child as the model of heaven. And it's interesting what children know. Because what we need to do, namely to the adults that still don't understand, we need to go to the children and learn from them because they understand. So again, here's what you've seen and where you've seen. You go to a Bible study, the teacher asks, what does the verse say to you? Friends, that's destructionism inside the church. When he comes to reading the Bible, it doesn't matter what it says to me. What matters is what did the author intend to say? And that is why we shouldn't ask, what does the verse say to me? We should ask, what does that verse say? And friends, and how does that truth apply to me? And how does that truth apply to me? And how does that truth apply to me? Friends, the truth that's applying to you right now is the fact that you're under judgment, regardless of how you interpret the author's intent. That's where you're at. How does the truth apply to me? I want to tell you how it applies to you. If you don't listen to his commandments, this is where you're going to end up in the present. I don't care what your interpretation is. We're here. And this was the author's intent to those that would leave off his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, and his ordinances. And here we are. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. Choose life. How do you choose life? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Life is found within. That the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Why? Because it is Him that has delivered me from the power of darkness. And He's translated me into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. But thanks to deconstructionism, we have some really bad art and some really bad Bible studies out there today. Isn't it interesting when we plainly and clearly bring forth the transparency of the crimes of those in this administration, first starting with the corruption in the church, the American people sit back and say, you know what, things aren't that bad. That's not really what's going on. Well, apparently you haven't taken time to read the intent of the author. Because as I started the show off today with the very fact that he's either going to rejoice over you to do you good, or he's going to rejoice over you to do evil. He's not the creator of evil. Man is, by choosing to commit sin. So either you're going to listen to the deconstructionists, or you're going to listen to the intent of the author. And I want you to understand that the author is not plain, as you can well see as to what's going on in your country. And if you want to listen to the intent of the author, and you want to find mercy by responding to his commandments, I strongly suggest, America, that you get busy. Because I want you to also understand that God is not asking you to do anything. He is giving you a commandment, and I know the pride of the American people just don't like to be told what to do. They don't like to be reproved. They don't like to be corrected. They don't like to be instructed. I know. I've been in the church for 20 years. And that's why I'm outside bearing the reproach, because they're pathetic. And that's a good portion of the national leadership, along with the word pathetic, as to what I'm pointing out right now. They don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be reproved. They want to be right, when in fact they will lead you all the way to hell. And friends, they don't have any right telling you who Jesus is if they themselves haven't brought you forth to the answer. You're to judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says. And either Christ is sending forth that man as an ambassador, and you're finding the witness of the Spirit through that man, and you're being liberated from your sin to walk in holiness, which is true liberty to a man of God, or you're going the other way. Remember, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Wide and broad is the way that leads to death. So which one are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the lawless professors that are preaching a false grace? Or are you going to listen to the lawgiver, which Jesus came to magnify? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. Friends, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Yes, we are jacked. We're going to be in Michigan tomorrow doing this stuff. I'll highlight you as to what's going on and what's transpiring there even as we speak. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller
while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.